TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
We're recording.
We're doing it.
And doing it. And doing it good.
Day 25.
Well, slow down. Doing it good.
I've eaten my roommates.
You're eating your roommates?
Ate them. They're eight. They're done. I'm alone.
Sexy.
I think I'm alone now.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I believe Tim has a little story he'd like to tell.
Oh, well, okay, well.
Are we good?
It's a thing. It's a thing you hear about sometimes.
Sorry. Just listening to Tim ramp this up. Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Dear Penthouse Forum, I never thought this would happen to me, but.
I feel like not a lot has been going on.
What the devil you say?
I know.
It's almost
know,
like
it's
we're
weird.
Sitting around in the same house. I was like, oh, it's Saturday. Now I can do the exact same thing, but not in this chair.
Yeah.
That character, I guess, was introduced in a comic book.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's just for nerds.
Yep.
Not cool guys like me and Andy.
No, primary canon is the good canon.
And when you hear this sound, I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
I started to make a cannibalism joke in a kind of a jokey, blowing off steam work chat room. And then I remembered, nope, this is still work. Don't make the cannibalism jokes, Andy.
I'm Tim, the T in interrupting the intro with cannibalism talk.
I'm Andy, the A in interrupt the intro with cannibalism talk.
I'm Noah, the N in interrupting the intro with cannibalism talk. I was
delicious.
I got it all. I got it all out.
Delicious, delicious humans. Not gonna lie, Noah. I was expecting you to be like, I'm Noah, the N in interrupt blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that'd be par for the course. Leslie, I think she also sent this to Tim, sent us some things she would like us to read on TanCast.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Now it's time for TanCast. We have got some jokes and they've got to be read. Now it's time for TanCast. And it's so stuck in your head.
Well, she can shut the fuck up.
I mean, she could.
But only if she chooses to.
That's too harsh?
We're not making this request.
A little bit.
Oh. Never mind then.
So I don't know, should I send the link and we can all read some? Or?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
All right.
You just put in a little chatty-watty.
Yeah. I think it's just right at the top. So, whoops. You still have the Facebook, right, Andy? Like you have the ability to log into it?
I'm not logged into it on this machine, and I have no idea what the password is.
All right, Andy's going to be reading jack shit.
Yep.
Well, then I can just log into my own Facebook and look at the link.
Well, I mean, I can just send it real quick. It's there. It's there.
Is it?
Is it? I mean,
but
it
is.
It is. So I'm going to read the first one. I think these are all tweets. Meant to say, and Leslie thought these were very funny, so that's why she sent it. Meant to say, hold on for a second and give me a minute to a customer. And it came out as, hold me for a second. What a Monday. I'm going to read the second one just because it makes me laugh. And then I'll let Tim.
All right.
I just tried to say Justin Timberlake out loud, but it came out as Jimber Timber. Jimber Timber.
The elevator doors opened up and a guy walked in the elevator. It was just me and him in there, and he said, I love you. And I said, I'm not rude, so I said, I love you too. He gave me a weird look and pointed at his Bluetooth.
that is such a new thing now. Like, are you, I mean, now you don't assume people are crazy, but there's a period of time where you're like, are you crazy or you're actually talking to somebody?
Yep.
You want to go for the next one, Tim?
Sure. Accidentally tripped an old lady. Meant to say, I'm so fucking sorry. And are you okay? And what came out was, are you fucking sorry?
That's so somebody actually told that many, many years ago on, I think it was Reddit. Is that the Reddit or Twitter? But yeah, like it's a meme now on Reddit.
Oh. Well,
of like
there you go.
Trying to apologize.
I don't know if all these are true, but
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Factual. Everything is satisfactual.
I was thinking about this, about how, like, you know, when people take out one letter from a curse word and it's supposed to be okay, I'm like, why is that okay? I mean, I guess it's okay in a sense, like, maybe a kid doesn't know what it is, but I'm like, everyone knows what the fuck that is. Like, yeah, why is that less offensive than just having the extra letter there? I don't know. I had to go to a library to pay a fee. I was practicing in the car between I have to pay a fine and I have to pay a fee. And I walked in and friendly stated, I have to pee, and slapped a $5 bill on the counter. The fee was like 10 cents. Walked out, and this was like 3 years ago. And I still haven't been back. So this I call bullshit, because why the fuck would you be practicing? Like, why would you need to practice that?
Myth busted.
I mean, some people do have like crippling social anxiety.
All right. I mean, I can't say I haven't rehearsed more complicated conversations, interactions. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm, mm-hmm. you know, need to have a conversation, like, I definitely go over my head, but not like I have to pay a fee.
Yep.
I mean, everyone's different. Sure.
Oh, am I doing the next one? Oh,
no, sure.
You are.
Look at it.
Well, hang on. I was all set up to do the one after that.
All right. One time, I went to hand someone a bowl of hot soup, and my brain tried to say, careful, it's hot, and here's your soup. So instead, I blurted out, careful, it's soup.
Brain cell number one, say have a nice day. Brain cell number two, nah, say have a good one. Mouth, haven't guys done.
Oh, okay, I work, I'm guilty of like writing an email and then wanting to edit the email, but like not fully editing it correctly. And so like I leave words in that shouldn't be there. So it's just like that fucking doesn't make sense.
Yep.
Like, instead of just leaving the whole thing and typing over, I try to, like, you know, delete parts and, you know, insert other parts. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the shit I do for a living is kind of an open secret on the podcast. But there's a technology that I use called Anonymous Apex. And there was a very long email that I was sending somebody at a client where I use that term several times in the course of the email. The X and the S on a keyboard are surprisingly close together and will not trigger the spell checker. I reread that email with anonymous apes in it an embarrassing number of times before I hit send.
Oh, you know what else happens?
Hmm.
Give me a sec. You know what's right next to the C?
Yeah. Yeah, the X.
Do you know how often I am women? Do you know how often they interrupt me while I'm in the middle of something and I need a sec? Do you know how bad a typist I am? This is the perfect storm of my HR nightmare. Hey, Tim, can this blah, 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 blah? Give me a sec. No.
Well, I did
I don't
once
care
I
that
am
much. Never mind.
Maybe you should see retrain. Give me a moment. or put one of those little replacement things so every time you type sex, it just comes in sex.
Yeah, because I feel like sec. The worst that could happen is like, oh, the baby's sec is male.
Yeah.
or hey, Danelle, wanna have sec tonight?
Yeah.
I don't need it on my personal phone.
I know. I just make it a dumb joke.
I'm going to text my wife about it ahead of time. Hey, can we book this for tonight? Oh, I have a story.
Okay. Well, I have a story, which is that the B keyboard on my MacBook Pro, or the B key on the keyboard built into my MacBook Pro, is dying a slow death, and you really have to hammer that B in order to make it go. And I told a coworker that I was definitely going to eat them out the door that day.
What, is this a new sex term I don't know about?
I was like, beat, that was beat. Oh my God, please don't get me fired.
So I got another in this list of photos that we're reading. Mm-hmm. I emailed my professor and I meant to say, I'm worried I don't understand some material on our next test, but I accidentally sent this. Help me. And the email says, Professor Allen, I'm worried.
I don't know if that's that funny.
No.
So I meant to say, oh crap, I left my phone in the car. But what I almost said was, oh no, I left my cone in the far. And damn, wouldn't that have been embarrassing, but I caught myself. And what I actually said was, oh, my fart cone. So anyways.
Oh, man.
I like this next one.
I feel like your fart cone is the area behind you that's like most impacted.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Mom was trying to say big dick energy, but she couldn't remember it. And so she goes, is that fat dick spirit?
You know what? I think I'm going to accept that change.
Fat dick spirit.
FDS. BDE? Nah.
It's for the more spiritual people. Yeah. I got the fat dick spirit.
Well, I had big dick energy until we've been trapped inside eating nothing but whatever we want and not exercising. Now I have fat dick spirit.
Oh, man.
Thick cock anima.
I once walked into I once walked into Subway, asked for a mootball feet long, said shit directly afterwards, then walked out. I can never go back.
Can I have a moot long feet ball? Shit.
I just give up. I'm never gonna leave now.
Oh man, if that really happened and I watched and I was in there, I would die remembering that. Like both the like die laughing and also just like cringe die. For the rest of my life. Like that is a circumstance that would never leave my subconscious. Oh man, like I don't know about you guys, but like I get that I can't watch cringy shows because I get that like awkward by proxy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then like my brain starts to remind me of like all the awkward stuff I've ever done, which is a lot. Like a lot. Guys, it's like a lot. I've been awkward a ton.
The devil, you say.
Yeah. I know, right? Because I always seem so put together and with it and hip and popular.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Surprising. Surprising.
So.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have more?
No, just I can't watch those shows because it gets into my head and fucks with me.
Okay. My friend was driving and we were almost past our turnoff, so I tried to say quick and fast at the same time and I ended up screaming quack, which ended up with him judging me very hard and missing the turn.
Right.
Yesterday at Target, the cashier said, your seat is in the bag. And I responded with, you too. So I've been dealing with that for the past 8 hours, but I'm slowly coming to terms which is cool. Oh, okay.
Coming to terms with it, which is kind of awkward. Cool.
Yeah, it didn't have the comma, though. Coming with it, which is cool.
All right, I'm going to take the next one because this is the last one.
Okay.
Then that way we're even.
All right.
Even Steven.
Yeah, Steven.
Today at work, I let someone into a dressing room and they said, thanks. And half of me tried to say, you're welcome. And the other half tried to say, no problem. And I ended up saying, your problem.
It's your problem now, my friend. Your problem now. Well, thank you, Leslie.
And yep. Thank you, Listicles, on Facebook.
And I think my favorite is got to be that fat dick energy.
Yep.
Oh, fat dick spirit. Fat dick spirit.
Fat dick spirit. Yep. FDS.
And I believe Tim has a little story he'd like to tell about the bad brothers you know so well.
Oh, well. Okay. Well.
Are we?
It's a thing. It's a thing you hear about sometimes.
Sorry. Just listening to Tim ramp this up. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So here's the thing.
Dear Penthouse Forum, I never thought this would happen to me, but the wife and I were getting started with a little sexy time last night, and all of a sudden, there was a new person in the bed.
Mm.
I was like, what's this?
That usually takes 9 months.
Hey, James.
Like, you didn't hear him, like, creep in, or?
We were focused.
Yeah.
I was like, let's walk you right back to bed, buddy. So then my naked ass walked him back to bed. I was like, well, this is awkward.
Daddy, why is it sticking out like that? You just never mind. You just never mind. It's none of your business. Mind your business.
I was like, eyes, oh, this really does happen to people.
Yep.
Oh, man. Ooh, yeah. Do you leave your door open?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not FDS, Tim. That is amateur hour.
It's like, yeah, that, because like, at least you can hear a door opening. You'd be like, ooh, and it's still startling, but you have some time.
Mm-hmm. Not as startling as all of a sudden, why is there extra weight in the bed?
Yeah.
Fortunately, we weren't like, you know, like the launch sequence action hadn't actually started yet. It was still, you know, preliminary rounds. Still dancing around the ring, feeling each other out.
Still some make some negotiations.
Exactly.
Here's why I propose. I have this penis. I would like it to go somewhere.
What do I got to do to get you on this dick today? I can talk to the manager. He'll throw in the undercoating for free.
My manager says he can't do it. Can't do it.
It's the best offer I can make you.
Yep. I'll give you a handy and kitchenette.
Sorry, we checked around back. We do not have the extended cab.
Yeah, we do. That's it. That was the end of that story.
We don't have it in stock in the color you want. sorry.
I feel like not a lot has been going on.
What the devil you say?
Yeah, I know.
It's almost
know,
like
it's
we're
weird.
Sitting around in the fucking same house. I was like, oh, it's Saturday. Now I can do the exact same thing, but not in this chair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten to a point where I'm like, wait, what the fuck day is it? Do I have to work tomorrow? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So I compounded all of that with having some very, very late phone calls, like 10 p.m. phone calls this week for work. Not, you know, I'm not just like calling random family at 10 o'clock being like, wake up, bitches. No. So I got to the point where it's like, I didn't know like if I was working or not, or like what, not just what day it was, but what time it was. If I was working the next day, like, do I need to get to bed now? What time do I need to set an alarm for in the morning? Do I need to set an alarm in the evening to make sure that I can get my ass up and go back into the office? It was a very, very confusing week. And I'm only partially convinced that today's Sunday, even though I'm looking at my computer and it says Sunday, March 29th.
Truth, Andy, truth.
He could be lying.
I mean, you know, computers do that.
Yeah, yeah. There was definitely a day in the middle of the week where I was like, I think it was Wednesday. I was just like, I'm like, well, it's Friday, thank goodness. Oh, fuck. It wasn't even like off by one or like being surprised, like, oh, it's Friday? Hey, it's Friday. It was Wednesday. I was like, good thing I don't have to work tomorrow. But yeah, it's weird. And I've talked before, like, I've done a lot of working from home. So, like, that motion of just, like, you know, go downstairs, sit in the office, work, take lunch, all that, like, that all feels familiar, but there's still, like, that weird added level of when we get Drew up in the morning, he doesn't get ready for school. He just logs on to his laptop and starts working on schoolwork from the living room. And when I go out to get lunch, Drew's there working on homework or schoolwork, or we don't even know what to call it at this point.
Work.
Yeah, it's work. He's working on work. Drew's working on work. I'm working on work. And yeah, they're just like, there's a weird sameness about it all. And I don't know if his teachers are giving a lot of work. I don't think they are. I think he just works on it real slow and lets himself get distracted a lot. But there have been several times this week where it's like 6 o'clock at night. I'm ready to be done working and get some dinner. And he's still got 2 more hours of work to do.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really stretching out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're going to be making some changes in this coming week. Because
he's a smart kid, right? Like, it's not like he doesn't get it.
No, it's not. It's not that he doesn't get it.
In fairness, I've seen a lot of things that are like, look, everybody's in the same boat. Just let them do it however they're going to do it. No one is flying through this and be like, oh, fucking, I can't wait to hop on and do this stupid homework from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would just think more of the like, once he gets it done, then he can do things that he enjoys more. Well, I guess.
And we keep telling him that.
That is a logical thing that children do not accept.
Yeah. Like, I mean, no. Yes.
I need to keep putting this off now. That's what I need to do. I watched it happen last night with dinner. Like, James, we can't start the movie or have dessert until you finish that broccoli. Pretty sure I need to fuck around some more, Dad. I can't. Look at my schedule. Look at it. Fuck around. I'm swamped. I can't work in broccoli anywhere in here. I don't even know if I'm gonna have time for dessert in the movie, buddy. I got fucking around to do.
I got so much fucking around.
I'm backed up.
Look, I still haven't.
Fuck around, boss, is on my ass.
I still haven't fucked around from Tuesday. Do you understand how far behind that puts me?
Boss is like, your mouth is writing fucking around checks your ass can't cash.
I got 4 days of fuckery to fit in before I go to bed tonight. It is going to be a long night of fuckery.
I would love to take a vacation and do what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just too far behind.
You think I don't want to have some nice time off and just sit at a desk alone by myself and buckle down and get some work done? But you know, these beaches and Mai Tais just keep flying at me, and there's just, it's unending. Oh, now I made myself sad. I've got a coworker who was supposed to be, his kids have spring break this week. So he was supposed to go do a whole week's beach vacation. English.
You made that up.
No. He was supposed to be doing all of that. And then at the end of it, he and his fiance were going to get married. And like, so
you mentioned this last week.
Yeah. Yeah. It is 100% canceled. So
not like 99%?
The wedding has been officially moved back by several months. And now even that is like tentative. The beach vacation is like on indefinite hold. My in-laws were supposed to be coming and visit for Drew's, for his spring break. Their travel is now on indefinite hold. So let's just say politically, they are predisposed to accept the claim that this is all being drastically blown out of proportion and people are idiots. But at the same time, their job involves dealing with people who are at incredibly high risk, and it's incumbent upon them to keep those people safe. And so their job has changed significantly in the last couple of weeks to make sure that they are keeping these people safe. And yet, when I talk to them, they still talk about what bullshit this is and what bullshit it is they had to cancel their travel and everything else. I'm like, that's a new level of cognitive dissonance I haven't seen before.
I mean, it's kind of bullshit, but also what we have to do. Like, fuck you, COVID-19. Why are you fucking up my plans?
Yeah. But it's the kind of bullshit like...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like getting a prostate exam is bullshit.
Not the but way still I do it.
Yeah, well, Tim, you just got to make sure your door's closed next time before you...
That is a good tip.
Yep. Mommy, why are Daddy's feet sticking out the top of the covers?
What? No.
69.
Stop it.
That's what you
no.
do. No. Folded like origami.
No.
I don't know. Folded like a paper plate.
No.
Daddy, why is Mommy being your blanket?
Fold up like an ironing board.
What?
I don't know. I get things folding up. Put it in a
Mommy,
trapper
keeper. Why is Daddy dressed like a plague doctor?
What? No.
Come on, Tim. We know. We've known for a long time, buddy.
Daddy, you're supposed to wear the mask on your face.
What?
No.
No.
Sorry, I just thought I'd slide in that plague doctor fetish just to
which I think is apparently now a thing in porn.
Of course
there
it
is.
Fucking is. Rule 34, Noah, if it wasn't, it just became so because you spoke it into being. Oh man, there's one picture that like keeps getting posted, and it's this hugely muscled, like steroids to the nine, just jacked, ripped, whatever dude with like he's got like the bikini briefs on like a bodybuilder at a competition, but he's got the plague doctor hat and mask and boots and gloves and staff. And it's hilarious to me. Every time I see that picture, I crack the fuck up.
Staff?
I will see if I can find it and send it to you guys in case you haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but
please
like,
do.
I don't think Tim means that.
What? It's my favorite thing now.
It's a porn thing, Andy?
No, this is just a
dude.
Bodybuilder, yep.
Oh, got it. But what do you mean staff?
Well, like a walking cane for like poking at the plague victims.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know this thing. I was like, is he like a wizard? What's going on?
Nope.
Wizard sleeve, which is yeah, I love that term. Wizard sleeve and meat curtains.
But now her Vegian hang like sleeve of wizard. I almost grabbed the wrong chat and sent this to my wife and in-laws.
I mean
that would work out just fine. I'm sure they would appreciate it in the spirit in which it was intended.
No, you re-enjoy that. Tim, you enjoy it for the first time.
Oh, I was seeing something totally different.
Oh.
Wait, where did you send it?
I sent it to our iChat.
Oh, you messaged us on the phone. I thought you'd send
yes.
it into the chat where
no.
where we are now.
No,
you didn't
why would
do
I do that?
That? I was a fool to even think you would.
Yeah, you were, Tim. Think before you speak next time.
I watched promises. I watched some movies.
Yeah?
I watched Contagion. Which
timely.
That's
it's amazing.
Seem...
It was came out in what, 2011, and they were talking mm-hmm. about social distancing back then. I'm like, this has fucking been a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Good movie. I like Steven Soderbergh. Like I feel like he can be all over the place. He also did a movie called Laundromat, which I also watched, which I think was trying to be like the big fix, where it's trying to explain this kind of complicated, you know, financial thing in, you know, kind of funny way. It was good. I don't think it hit in the same way that The Big Fix did, but mm-hmm. yeah, it was decent. It had a ton of people in it. Yeah, it had like Gary Oldman, Antonio Banderas, Meryl Streep.
I feel like we talked about this on the last Dancast.
We
James
did.
James Cromwell, did we?
The stars. Okay. No. The heavens were dark, for all the stars were in laundromat. No?
No.
It's the thing I like to say.
No.
I'm still going to say it.
Sharon Stone was in it? Yeah. Had a lot of people in it. It was decent. It's on Netflix. It's kind of weird. And I also watched a movie called The Platform, which is like people are in this prison that's like it's like a vertical prison that's multiple floors. And like every day a platform comes down and you people at the top get to eat. And well, everyone below eats the leftovers. So by the time it gets to a certain floor, there's nothing there. And for whatever reason, and they never really explain why, every month you get moved, like either higher or lower. And you have to figure out how to survive. Can't say I love the ending.
Turned out it was a dream the whole time.
No, it was definitely not that.
Okay, well, don't spoil it because I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah,
and I think I want to spoil it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious after you watch it. What do you think, Andy? I think you know it's kind of like a social hierarchy movie, and I think if you know because of Parasite and also. Because of that Snowpiercer, I've been thinking about that. I feel like Snowpiercer is a better movie for my money than The Platform.
Okay.
But yeah, watch it. I also watched a anime called Altered Carbon Resleeved on Netflix.
We talked about this last week too.
Oh, I did talk about this?
Yep. Oh. All the weeks are blending together, Noah.
Yeah, I guess they are blending together. Shit.
It's all right, buddy. That shit happens to me too.
I mean, in fairness, it hasn't come out yet, so you haven't been able to listen to it.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember talking about any of that. All right.
We watched with Drew Fast and Furious Present Hobbs and Shaw.
And I
realized while watching it that I don't think I've seen any of the Fast and Furious movies with Hobbs or Shaw. Like, I think I was out before those characters were introduced. Didn't matter. Watched the entire movie. I just get real. I'm like, this movie is so dumb, but I love it. Like, it isn't a great movie. Like it's not a great movie, but it's a good movie. Like it's exactly what it's supposed to be. It's dumb and loud and big. And
that is Fast and Furious summed up.
Yeah.
It's not a great movie. It's a good movie. It does what it does well.
Yep. Yeah. It's actually got me thinking, like, I may go back and watch some Fast and Furious movies. Like, it may be time to dust those off and start, you know, as they appear on streaming or whatever.
You should.
Start working my way through the rest of that canon.
I can't remember what it was. I mean, they've always been kind of, it was kind of a lull, and then I can't remember which one. It might have been Fast Five or the one before that, where you're like, oh shit, this just got really good again.
Yeah, and I'd heard that. It was like, and I'd witnessed it, which is why I kind of stopped watching it, where like the first one was like, yeah, this is a fun movie. Like this, they're driving fast, and Vin Diesel's being gruff and growly, and there's like twists and like double crosses and all sorts of crazy stuff. And then like the second one, I was like, ugh, kill me. Like just immediate fall off in quality. I don't know if I watched the third one. It was Tokyo Drift, right?
The third one might have been okay. I think, yeah, I think it's like the fourth or fifth one where it's just like, oh, they got it again. They got it back.
Yeah, that is definitely what I'd heard. And yeah.
I think it was when The Rock showed up, right?
I mean, Rock makes everything better.
Like, that was a good one, but I can't remember if that was the turn. I'll have to look in the series. Hey, carry on.
Yeah. Yeah. So my son knows him as Dwayne The Rock Johnson and calls him the entire name. He doesn't call him The Rock. He doesn't call him Dwayne Johnson. He doesn't call, like, he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So he's like, oh yeah, that's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Moana. And he knows he's doing it. Like he does it to be weird. Like he's tickled by how long his full like credit name
Johnson is.
Yeah.
Like a penis.
Yeah, I don't remember if the fourth one was good, but definitely Fast Five was good. And it was that when The Rock showed up.
Right. We'll have to try to get back in that. Have been not watching as many movies because we binged on the first season of Lost in Space, so that we could like remember everything that happened, like refresh ourselves and then go watch the second season, which came out like a month ago or something. And I had forgotten how annoying Will Robinson is in the first season. I quickly remembered. And then I realized I'd also forgotten how much of the plot is moved ahead by people just not fucking talking to each other. And like at stupid times in a crisis with like important information, and that important information being like, oh, well, this is important. I better tell fucking nobody.
Wait, is this from the reboot?
Yeah. This isn't the 1960s show. This is the one that's on Netflix, or that Netflix is producing.
I never watched it.
There's a lot of manufactured drama, and the second season that we've now started is a lot the same. Some of it's just down to, like, you know, they're in a crisis situation, and there's somebody who is not just a pathological liar, but, like, a pathological liar and sociopath and possibly a bit of a sadist. Like is definitely trying to fuck with people in ways that are going to risk killing those people. And they're in a situation where they're on a planet with like no support and like wildlife that wants to kill them and like nature wants to kill them and also dealing with this person. And I was like, I know that they would never do this on a family show, but you know how I feel about if you're in a situation where there's a person who intends you harm, who intends to kill you and your family, and there's no like, locking them up isn't going to be a solution because you're marooned on this planet. There is no like there's no prison facilities and there's no like guard that you can just spare to stare at them for 24 hours a day to make sure that they don't escape. I'm like, you know, fucking kill them. Like it sucks, but like this is not. I have no moral opposition to just like offing this person that is a clear and present danger to your family and to all the rest of the good people, this person who's a threat to all the rest of their lives. But like, they keep trying to make this character like, you know, be brilliant and Machiavellian and everything else. But it's like, every time a character sees through it, I'm like, so fucking handle it. Like this, your inability to just do off this person or just chain them to a tree and leave them or whatever is the cause of all the rest of this damage and all the rest of these. Well, again, it's the type of show where nobody really dies. So like all the rest of these things where it's like, oh, is somebody dead? No, they're just hurt. So yeah, that show's really grating on me. And simultaneously, we're binging The Expanse. Yeah. Well, Drew really likes it. So now I'm kind of tied into it.
Just kill the show.
Yeah.
It's causing you harm.
Yes, Noah. Noah. I'd like to, Noah. I'd like to, Noah, but I'm being held back. Meanwhile, The Expanse, another sci-fi show with like high stakes and like, you know, shit's all wrong. Like none of the characters, they don't make any of the characters hold the idiot ball. Nobody has to be an idiot just to cause drama. People can both be reasonable and both be like good guys, but just have different, not desired outcomes, but like different priorities and wind up like completely at odds with each other.
Yeah, so good writing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always like a frustrating thing in TVs and movies where it's like, there's some conflict comes up and all the person has to say is like one thing or one sentence to kind of clear everything up. And they just like sit there and stare. I'm like, why the fuck aren't you just saying the thing?
Yeah.
Why say the fucking thing?
Yeah. That easily handled misunderstanding is the laziest fucking piece of writing. Now, in fairness, Lost in Space has not fallen prey to this, but the times where it's like somebody is yelling at somebody else for something that, because clearly they've misunderstood something that they overheard and the person just stares at them and allows them to storm away or, you know, sputters, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that is such an annoying. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's like, speak up.
Yeah.
Guys, I watched a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies and that happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
I watched Picard or finished Picard.
I watch it for free.
Yeah. You guys got my text.
Yeah.
Oh, we're definitely watching it. It was enjoyable. Yeah. I mean, the ending was interesting.
Yeah, I heard it messes with canon.
Does it mess with canon?
I don't know. I'll find out when I watch it.
Yeah.
I guess, like, are there stories in the canon that have happened after this series?
No, I guess what they mean, it's a game changer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure about canon of, like, yeah, if there's stories that happens after this and something different happens, then yes. It was fine. I mean, yeah.
I'm curious, raves. It's fine.
I mean, I've never been a Trekkie. I think the only reason I watched it is because, yeah, I like Patrick Stewart. And I did enjoy The Next Generation, you know, when it was on. Yeah, I'm not a super fan. And I haven't watched any of the other series. I used to watch Deep Space Nine a little bit. So, yeah, it's not like I'm like, oh, this is my jam. It's just like, oh, that was enjoyable. Like, some characters, interesting. Introduce a new character that I had to look up because I'm like, the way they introduced this character is like, it seems like, you know, Picard knows her. I'm like, I have never seen her before. Is she someone I should know? Apparently not.
Meanwhile, Tim and I would know.
Oh, we would know. Like, and we would be able to tell you the episode title of when she was on.
Yes.
I think she wasn't actually in the series before. I think she's created for the show.
Yes. Like, but if she was a random ensign in the background, Tim and I would be able to tell you what she was carrying in the background of what scene.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't say, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it, but yeah, I don't know if it would be a spoiler that she's in it. Yeah. Anyways.
You're not talking about 7 and 9, are you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just tell you her name. Because, yeah, again, it's not like she's in the most of the show. I think she gets introduced either the first or second episode. What's her name? The actress 7-9. She's still got it.
Jeri Ryan.
Yeah.
Yes.
She can still get it.
Yeah.
Rafi Moosseeker.
Well, yeah, the internet messed up while you were saying that, so I have no idea what you said.
Rafi Moosseeker. I'll see the name.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I think like from what I looked up, I think she was just introduced just for the show.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's like that in their family.
Yep.
Well, I've been watching this great show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, called, tell us more.
Lego Masters.
I think three episodes in. We lost him.
Lot more. Not have to worry about a lot of plot contrivances there.
Nope. And when there are plot contrivances,
this, say it again. Oh yeah, I've heard of the Lego. Masters, I've seen it on Netflix, right?
No, it's on NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely have seen a picture for it somewhere. I just don't know where. Like, I remember seeing, like, the text.
Hulu, I think? No.
Oh, maybe it's Hulu. I've been watching devs on Hulu.
Yeah, I think there's some service that's got it on.
Let's take a step back. That character, I guess, was introduced in a comic book.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's just for nerds.
Yep.
Not cool guys like me and Andy.
No, primary canon is the good canon.
So Lego Masters, Tim, tell us more.
So Will Arnett, who was the voice of obviously Lego Batman.
Oh, yes, you told me about this.
I did?
Yeah, how cheesy his jokes are. Like, he gives
Bob Saget
a run for his money.
Yes, they are super cheesy. But damn it, if it's not hitting the sweet spot of my 8-year-old, he loves it.
Oh, but I feel like when he does the cheesy jokes, like, he... Because he also makes so many like self-referential jokes to being in a reality TV show and like the contrivances of these TV shows. Like, I feel like the cheesy jokes are just another level of him sort of, you know, winking and nodding at the audience of, we know what we're making.
We're making Lego stuff.
Whew. Minor spoiler. There's one where like they are building this big thing. And
oh,
then
no,
they have
no
to,
spoilers!
Where they have to go from where they're building it to where they're going to display it. And as they're pushing it, the cart hits a Lego and it all just sort of shifts and like breaks in half. And the guy tries to catch it and it just shatters apart in his hand. And they're like, oh, like, you know, it was like 2 minutes till time is up. And like everything they've been working on for the past 14 hours just falls apart in his hands. Woo! That was rough.
Oh, does it happen twice?
Maybe.
Okay. Because like the very first episode, basically what you're describing happens to somebody, but it didn't all come apart. But like it enough came apart that it fucked everything up for them.
It didn't all come apart, and I won't spoil it any more than that.
Okay. Yeah, there's another episode where people they built something and they tried to build it for show reasons. They tried to build it like very weak, and they did too weak. So just trying to pick it up and move it from like one table to another table, and it wasn't big. It was like the size of a basketball or soccer ball. Just trying to pick it up and move it from like one table to another table, it came apart into multiple pieces in their hands, and they just sort of like, while trying not to cry, slid all of the pieces onto the table next to each other and just sort of like tried to like tuck them together like like Jackie O with her husband's skull, just like trying to like stick it back.
Jeez,
no.
Dude.
No.
Damn. Too soon.
Too
Come
soon?
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
No, it, like I watch it happen and I watch these people like very, very clearly trying not to just like openly weep. And I was like, this sucks. Not the show sucks. I mean, like
the reality of the situation sucks.
Yes. I feel for these contestants on such a, like a deeply human level right now. And you can see them like, just like really putting their game face on. And then there were other contestants in the exact same episode who were really like, oh, everything was so amazing. And the judges were like, yeah, we can tell you're really trying to sell us on how amazing this was, but we can see it wasn't. It's like, they didn't fully just like, you know, we have eyes too, right? But they did call them out on like, it seems like you're trying to sell us on this. I was like,
so
yes, they are.
Are they given like a theme, like those baking shows? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like a or a, if not a theme, then like a goal. Like, well, I mean, it's in the original trailer, so like there's no spoiler on this, but like one of them was build something and then we are going to destroy it in one of three different ways. Like we're going to hit it with a bat, we're going to drop it, or we're going to blow it up. So like,
yeah, that's not always a thing.
So no. Build it to be destroyed. Yeah. Yeah, the promos make it seem like, and every week the thing that you build, we're gonna take a bat to it. Where I was like, this is gonna get really old, really, really quickly. And no, that was the theme of one episode.
Okay.
Sometimes
and then,
they animate the little scenes that they do, like they do a little interstitial. While the person is describing it, that animate like they're supposed to depict like a story, and so they'll be like, oh, now we'll depict that story happening.
Yep. So like little Lego, like the minifigs will animate and yeah.
Oh, so like stop motion or CGI?
I can't tell.
Can't tell. I'm sorry. I yawned over that. What?
Oh,
I was saying stop motion or CGI.
I can't tell either.
Yeah. I mean, looks like stop motion, but then again, so did both the Lego movies.
Are any of them like super terrible? Like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Sometimes.
For the size and the scope of the things that they're building and like the amount of time that they're given. And I know how long it takes to assemble like 1,000 pieces of Lego. Like that can be an all day fucking event just to do like 1,100 Legos. So like for the speed of what they're building and the scope of what they're building, I would say I haven't seen any that are terrible, terrible, but there's definitely ones where it's like, okay, that definitely looks like something that I could build. Probably in the time that you had it. And then I see other things where I'm like, what fucking madness goes on in your head that you managed to pull this off? Like how did you make that do that? And then stay together. Like look at how much weight you have just cantilevered out over the sides. Like just the engineering that had to go into, not say nothing of the artistry, which is like absolutely apparent, but like just the engineering that this thing isn't falling apart under its own weight, sticking off in those weird angles. Like how did you do any of this?
And they're just using, the natural stick togetherness. Like there's
no glue, no cheats, no anything like that. Yeah. This is, they are doing standard Lego build, standard Lego brick. Now they do have a shitload of Lego brick and like all the minifigs you could ever want.
Unless they are copyright, unless they are, licensed minifigures.
Yes.
You won't see Elsa. You won't see Darth Vader. You won't see Spider-Man.
Yep. Phil Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Neil Spider-Man. Who works in Greenwich
Village. Looking out for that, Tim?
What's that?
Have you been looking out for that?
Kinda. But also, like, they just make it apparent.
No Batman?
I mean, clips from the movie.
Has said several things referencing Batman, but he has not. They haven't actually used Batman in the show. Mm-hmm. Probably because they would have to pay a separate license to put that on TV.
Yep.
I'm like, fuck that.
Exactly. Same way when you go to Legoland, the theme park, and there's a 3D movie of Legoland the movie, Lego Batman is mysteriously absent. And Will Ferrell does not voice the bad guy because it's his cousin who is voiced by the, as said on screen, more affordable Patton Oswalt. He says something like, I'm the more affordable sounding cousin or something like that.
Nice. I randomly thought of this unrelated kind of anything we're talking about. It's kind of weird how, I don't know, weird, but it's interesting how, fuck, I'm blanking on the actor's name now. Black guy, Training Day, Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington's son sounds kind of like him.
I mean, I don't think that's that weird. My brother and I both sound a lot like our dad did.
But, like, where does that come from? Does that just come from hearing them speak? Or?
Probably.
And you emulate it?
Yeah, I have lots of relatives who sound like other relatives.
I guess
like
it's
sometimes
more
my mom will talk, like, I'm like, holy shit, you sound like your mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's an abnormal thing. It's just, I wonder where it comes from. Is it just like you, as a child, internalize that and emulate it? Or is it like something else? I guess that's what more trips me out thinking about.
I'm sure some of it's also genetics. Like, you know, I've got a similar head to my father. You know, like I'm not like his doppelganger or anything, but there's a lot of similarities in the way that, like, our, you know, our jaws and our faces and our noses are shaped. So,
yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, sometimes when I laugh, I sound like my mom. I'm just like, that sounds like my mom's laugh.
Yeah, maybe it's just something that, you know, you're around growing up, and so you eventually, like, you learn to talk by listening to these people,
right? But I mean, it's interesting though, because I feel like when you're learning, like, I don't know if you're even conscious of, like, it makes me wonder if it's more than, like, just, like, learning, because, like, yeah, I don't know if you know you can adjust your voice to sound like something, you know what I mean? I don't know,
I don't know, who knows, baby.
I mean, I guess if you think about, like, accents, right, like, people talk a certain way, and, like, yeah, they're definitely, like, the way that, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I could see that. Like, you know, it's not exactly accent, but I could see, like, it could be similar.
I think Noah just had an argument with himself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stroking out, guys.
I think we're witnessing the internal life of quarantined Noah, just talking to himself.
Pigeons, man. I've been going running and, you know, keeping my distance. People are still not fucking doing, like, there are pathways and people are just walking down the middle of groups. I'm like, fuck, people.
Yep.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Somebody posted a picture on the Atlanta subreddit yesterday. We've got a walking path. Used to be a railroad line that, like, got ripped out and repaved. They call it the Belt Line. And the number of fucking people that were on the Belt Line yesterday is insane. And, like, walking in tight clumps next to each other. Like, this is, yeah, this is the way the shit spreads, people.
Hey, you motherfuckers are gonna get it.
It sounds like a weird, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tim's stroking out now too.
Yep.
Not
saying, but whatever. You know, like that's how the shit spreads. You know, like how the cookie crumbles.
Phrase. not, yeah. That's I know how what the fuck. Yeah. I can't.
See you in a minute.
Andy, come on. Big brain dude. What's you doing over here?
Step up. It's your time to shine.
You got words?
Aphorism? Are you looking for aphorism?
Sure. Sounds good. It's good. Yeah. Sounds like a weird aphorism. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm so funny.
I think you went too big, Andy.
Okay. Sorry.
I think, like, there's more simple term for this similar thing. Ah, fuck.
Anyways, maybe.
I know. Just, what was that?
I said, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Two in the hands worth one in the bush. No, one in the hands worth two in the bush. Bird in the hands worth two in the bush. That's how the shit spreads.
Wait, were you doing that on purpose, Tim?
Nope. My brain just is like, hey, Do you want the wrong words? I got the wrong words for you. No, I want the right words.
Based on what we just read earlier today, I was like, are you fucking with me? My hand's in a bush right now. It's called fisting. I don't know what's going on.
Take a look.
James, get out of here.
I love that. I don't know if James was actually in there or if it's just
that was just a reference. Callback.
Okay.
That was just a callback. Nose coughing. Burn the body.
It's the only way to be sure.
I don't know if I texted you guys when I went out to buy a light bulb because our bathroom light burned out. And of course, it's like the most obscure, goofy light bulb. I'm like, I can't just have a regular GE classic bulb in there. It's got to be this weird four-pronged thing that I only can get at a hardware store. And of course, anyway, so I go to head in there, and like the instant, like I touched something, because I also grabbed some batteries. So I grabbed something off the shelf. So I had already touched something in the store, and then my nose is like, time to itch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have any hand sanitizer. I don't have any wipes. What'd you say, Noah?
Idiom?
I don't think idiom is exactly what you're looking for there.
Ah, maybe not then.
And then I was like, oh, well, and then they didn't even have the bulb I was looking for. So I went to go to Home Depot as opposed to my local hardware store. And I'm like, oh, there's a line out the door, like separated 6 foot in increments of people just waiting in the rain, no less, to get into Home Depot. I'm like, fuck it. It's going to be dark.
Yep.
Then I found it on Amazon. I'm like, well, nice. we'll use a flashlight till Tuesday.
I'm gonna go out in the world today, guys.
Go don't for touch a walk. Your face.
I don't touch anything. Why go for a run? I don't even use the fucking water fountain anymore. I'm like, fuck that shit. So
yep.
They built
said that last week too.
Noah, sterilize the fountains. Urine is sterile, Noah.
But no, it's not urine because it's only sterile when it gets made, and then you leave it around sitting long enough and it'll turn into ammonia, which you can use to disinfect stuff.
Hey guys, have I told you my name's Noah? Did I tell you about the workout, the gym in the middle of the park?
Doesn't sound familiar.
All right, that's a new thing. All right, great. So they built a new kind of like outdoor workout area in the Panhandle, which is close to me. And up until like maybe this week, people were still using it. And like they finally had to like gate it off and be like, don't use this right now. I'm like, yeah, why are you using that? Don't touch it. People are still playing basketball though, alone. So maybe that's not so bad.
Yeah.
I guess, do you have to worry about the ground? Like ball touching the ground, you touching the ball?
I mean,
as long as you don't touch your face, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so the key is just not touching your face before you wash your hands.
Yeah, don't touch any mucous membranes. Well, I mean, so here's also like why even if you're out running, you're supposed to have a lot of space, even if you're not touching each other. It's because there's been
the air part of it.
Yeah, there's indications that it can survive for up to a couple of hours just like hanging in the air. So if you're playing basketball.
Oh, so like theoretically, like someone ran by an hour ago.
Yeah.
And it could be hanging in the air and I could breathe it in.
I mean, like the longer it goes, especially outdoors, like indoors is worse because like the air's not going to move around as much. Outdoors with like a light breeze, that shit's going to get dispersed. Sunlight is like – sunlight's the UV in sunlight is very powerful at like destroying viruses. So I'm pretty sure that the up to a couple of hours in air is like inside away from sun, I'm sure.
Got it.
Not positive,
I was going to say like – if you just go out in the world, then like it seems like you're at risk because like you're passing through where someone else surely, you know, depending on if you live in a high density city.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're definitely walking through where someone just walked through.
And breathed out into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or more dangerously coughed into or sneezed into. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm sure that there's been some transmission that way. I'm sure that's why New York is such a hotspot, because it's got, you know, Manhattan's density is greater than anywhere else in the U.S.
Did you see there was one of the last Colbert episodes, he was talking about how the adult industry is being impacted. I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa. The stripper was like, yeah, if you're in a private room and someone is carrying coronavirus, you'll never invariably get sick. I mean, I guess you could try and dance strategically, but maybe you can get it if someone coughs on your butthole. And then Steve is like, I wish we could go back to a time where you didn't have to worry if people cough. And he couldn't finish the sentence and he started laughing.
Honestly, I'd be more worried about the butthole coughing back.
Are these pictures from right now, Andy?
Yeah, those are from Saturday. Yeah, that's from yesterday.
Fuck, people are close together.
Yep.
Yeah, this is like Golden Gate Park is not this bad. I mean, people should be giving each other more space, but they're definitely like it's definitely more sparse than this.
Yeah. Oh, you know, some of those pictures may be from Friday, but yeah, those are from Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
I mean, that's still recent enough to be concerning.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I'm like, am I being a bad person just by going out and running? Like, am I not supposed to do that at all?
No,
I don't know.
They've said that's fine. You're following the instructions, Noah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Oops. Never. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. Your instinct was good.
Yep.
Never trust people in Atlanta to give each other fucking space. Oh, and don't trust Donald Trump. That guy doesn't know shit.
Nope. I'm not going to get started on a new thing because I hate when you guys do it at the end, so I won't do it. Not today.
Come on, Tim. One of us. Night,
uninterrupted nighttime good times.
Daddy, I like that.
Daddy, I had a bad dream.
Honey, wanna...
There was a horrible beast with two backs.
Get it?
Is it 1,000 backs?
No, two backs.
No, it's two backs. That's from Shakespeare.
Oh, but then whatchamacallit?
Futurama.
Futurama.
Billion
yes,
backs.
Did one with? Yes.
Yes.
And he knows what I'm getting to.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
I was all right there with you. This week, what do I hate? This week, I hate that after all of the shit about death panels when they were passing Obamacare 13 years ago or whatever it was, for all that shit from the right, this year, it's now, well, I guess some old people are going to have to die because capitalism, so everybody get back to work. And Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Fucking, his approval ratings are higher than ever.
Yep. I mean, I get that's, some of this is like, rally around the flag, it's a time of whatever, but yeah.
That just blows, like, how have you seen what he said and thought, well, he's doing it. Like, even I understood Bush after 9/11. Like, mm-hmm. He at least stood on top of the rubble and said, you know, we're going to go get these sons of bitches or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. And then someone said, do you hear us? And he's like, oh, I hear you. And we hear you. And the United States. And soon everybody will hear us all or something. I'm like, at least what he said at the time seemed like, well, this, at least he's going to do whatever he's going to, you know, like, at least he's not an incompetent turd burglar at the wheel of our country right now in a time of crisis. I mean, he later went on to, you know, say things like the human being and the fish can coexist, or maybe that was before that, whatever. But like, at least at the moment, like, okay, well, he at least appears to be taking this seriously and handling it in a way that, you know, I
that reassures us all.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm like, because I know the eventual result was we invaded Iraq, which is not the part I'm trying to steer towards, like, hey, good job, George W. Bush. But at mm-hmm. least in the moment, at the time, there was a sense of reassurance and like competence. There's the word I'm looking for, which is again not a word I throw around a lot with George W. Bush. But yep. But fucking Trump is like, yeah, we're gonna pack them churches by Easter, or you know, oh, it's just like one guy from China, like you, or you know, hey, how are you gonna reassure the American public? You're a terrible reporter. Where? Like, how
stop
do you
being
think,
a cutie
oh,
pie.
Guy, this guy's
yeah.
got it handled.
Yeah.
We're in good hands with the deep state.
Yeah.
I know he's not the deep state, but that just was a great pun and I had to go for it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the thing I almost launched into.
Yeah, there's so much more than that. There's the talking about the unproven cures, like acting like we've got a miracle cure just around the corner. There's lying about fucking everything about it. There's originally yep. insisting on not doing any testing because he didn't want the numbers to go up. There's the focus on the stock market instead of the human cost of all of this. There's the denying it that it was even happening while like dismantling the organizations that would be treating it and testing it. It's like if there's a wrong thing to do, he fucking does it.
And like nearly half the country is like, that a boy.
Yeah. And the fucking pettiness of it, of like, we're not going to help states unless the governors say thank you. Or I want my signature on all of the stimulus checks.
Fucking, I don't care. Let him sign the stimulus check. I don't care.
It's fine, whatever. Like, just get the checks out, whatever signature's on there. Yes, no, I'm not saying don't send them out with his signature on it, or like, you know, like I could give a shit about that. But the fact that he fucking cares and that he is insisting, the fact that he is that fucking petty, and that people look at that shit and are like, yep, that's the guy qualified to lead us in these dark times.
Yep.
But I will say, and I tweeted about this, but I will say, like, watching the number of the alt-right thinkers like Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and Dennis Prager and everybody, watching them lose their shit about capitalist stuff and, like, screaming for socialist fixes for the shit that capitalism has broken. Watching them flip about this stuff, watching them flip at companies for doing what companies do, which is capitalist shit, seeing all of this happen without a scrap of irony or self-reflection or awareness of what they're doing has been delicious to me. I have loved every single one of those tweets and those clips, every bit of it. And I am looking forward to years from now, the next time they say anything about like, oh, well, that would be socialism, be like, you mean like $1,200 checks from the government that you were screaming from in 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all.
I don't disagree with you.
And that's the good news, everybody. Check you next week when we're going to tell the same stories, especially Noah, because we can't remember one day from the next.
Hey, guys, I tell you about this movie I watched.
Hey guys,
called Platform.
Guys, you know what's going to be different next week? It'll be April, but we'll still think it's March.
I did my taxes already, though.
I should do that, but now we've got until like October.
Now,
no, it's
just because
July,
the Fed has extended the deadline, does that mean the local, like, you still have to do your state taxes?
Nope, you still got to check with your state and see what they say.
That's what I thought. I was like, I haven't heard anything about California, so I might as well just do them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, your State Department of Revenue or whoever's in charge of that shit. Yeah, no, they still drive that decision. Only the IRS has changed their decision. Although I guess the IRS takes in and sends the stuff out. Yeah, so I don't know. Because, yeah, it's still like you send it to the IRS, and then the IRS turns around and sends it out to the states. So
I'm trying to stop this goddamn recording.
Sorry. Do that. Stop the goddamn recording.
All right. Goodbye.